Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Pete Lampson's with us. Pete is a member of our Brain Trust. He's the general manager for the small business group at Carbonite, and he's got a long history, a lot of years of experience in the technology world, and he's joined us today to talk to us about something that's very important, and that is one of the great services that is available in the cloud. We've talked about the cloud a lot, and it's a bigger part of your small business than you know, and becoming more so every day. Pete Lampson, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, Pete. One of the things that we've talked a lot about on the show for about if I really go back the way I should, I've been talking about the cloud on this show since 1998. And what I mean by that is, in those days, we called them application service providers, ASPs.
Yeah.
We didn't know it was the cloud in those days, because it wasn't that much of a cloud, because most everybody was on dial-up, you know, but in those days. But really, we were talking about the cloud when we were talking about services over the Internet, weren't we, back in those days?
Well, that's true, and it does seem like, you know, by any name, this is the year that whether it's called ASPs or cloud-based services, this is the year that cloud-based services have really become to come ubiquitous, both for consumers and businesses. So I agree with you on that.
Well, and you can thank me for that, Pete, because I've been here for years now, beating this drum for small business owners, saying, okay, guys, I know you don't know what the cloud is. I know you haven't heard of it before. I'm talking about when I would have said this 3 or 4 years ago. But hey, look around you. Are you using any of Google's tools? I described some of the things. Are you using social media? You know, and all of a sudden people, the lights come on, they say, wait a minute, I am using the cloud. And I like
that's
it. And I like it.
That's absolutely right. And you know, the cloud is sort of a fancy or fun name, really, for what it simply means is it provides businesses the opportunity to use other people's hardware and scalable infrastructure,
right,
rather than having to invest in it on their own. And not only if you just pretend you were to make that big investment, not only are you making that large investment, but you know how technology works these days. Within a year or probably even less, the technology you just bought is outdated.
Right.
So essentially, in a very cost-effective way, you outsource this expense and this need to keep current to companies who are in that line of business.
Well, I mean, and what is eBay? eBay is a marketplace. It's an economy in the cloud, basically.
Absolutely.
And so how long have you been doing eBay? So the thing is, I have to make a confession here, Pete. I guess I was a fairly early adopter of a cloud-based data backup, but I wasn't as early as I could have been. I was probably a year late to the party, because I still was one of those guys who liked to have my stuff, you know, where I could get my hands on it. But then I realized that my plan, my strategy for backing up my data was not working. I might want all that control, but I wasn't creating anything to control, because I was not doing a very good job of it. So when I found out that there was a capability to keep my files backed up, and almost the moment I hit save on a file, you know, within seconds it's backed up. When I found out I could do that and do that with feel pretty safe about it, then you know I was hooked, and that's what your company does, and there are others out there like your company, Carbonite. You guys help people secure their data.
Well, you touched on a couple of different themes there, and all are important. First, whatever service you choose, Carbonite or another, it is important that your data is secure. And you need to make certain that, that whoever you choose as your partner has state-of-the-art encryption technology, that they've been around for a couple of years, they're not a fly-by-night operation. And to your point, there are a number of providers out there. So security is critical. A second component that is very helpful for cloud-based backup is it's no longer just backup, you know, although it certainly is backup, and you're saving your data off-site so it cannot be lost. But it also gives the ability to add some utility to that backup. And what I mean by that is if I back up with Carbonite Business, for example, and I go home from the office and I forget my computer or I'm on vacation, I need to access a file, I can securely log in and look at all of my files, every single file I have backed up in the cloud through remote access, whether if I'm on a beach in the Caribbean using my iPad or if I'm at home just logged in from my home computer. You've never lost all of your business files. They're always available to you.
Right. Well, and the thing is there's more to come, because you got in the next segment, we're going to talk about one of the new products you got. And I want to point out, folks, that I met the guys at Carbonite, some of the folks before I met you, Pete. I met the guys at Carbonite for a few years before I did business with you guys. I mean, I had you guys on the show talking about this thing, and as I told the audience, your system, your program is the one that we use for our company. But I mean, we danced around with you guys. I had you on the show and let you tell the audience about, you know, the concept of what we're talking about for at least a year, maybe two, before I ever actually, you know, did business with you guys. And of course, you know, I don't get any deals from you guys for some reason. I have to write you a check every month. But anyway, I just wanted to point that out. You know, I mean, I wasn't a skeptic. It just took me a while to get comfortable. But folks, let me tell you something. I've already done that due diligence for you. Trust me, I've done all that due diligence for you. If you trust me in anything, find somebody, Carbonite or somebody, and I think Pete, you'd agree with me. You know, regardless of who you get, but I know your favorite Carbonite. But folks, find somebody to help you back up your data in the cloud. What do you think, Pete?
I couldn't agree more. It's a couple of key things. It needs to be a company that is trustworthy, as we talked about. Secondly, just using a physical device, an external hard drive or a thumb drive or DVDs isn't enough, because
That's plan B. Yeah. That's not plan A. Pete, give us the website quickly.
CarboniteBusiness.com.
All right, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, he's got some new stuff he's going to tell us about, some state-of-the-art stuff that you need to compare against everybody else. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.